Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 73 degrees. A child has drowned in a South Wichita swimming pool that happened Tuesday night in the 1700 block of East Lockwood near 53rd Street South and Hydraulic. The father was in the area when the boy got into the pool. Police Lieutenant Matt Lang says.
Child had slipped through part of the gate that had a little bit bigger gap than the normal fence did. You can't assume that everything's going to be okay because you see a locked door, a locked gate, and it's a leads some to some tragic circumstances like we see here today. So always pay attention where your child is.
Paramedics tried to revive the child but did not succeed. Police say the boy was under the age of 5.
The Trump administration has formally notified Congress that the U.S. will be withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports from the nation's capital.
President Trump has said the WHO has mishandled the pandemic in favor of protecting the Chinese government. Republicans are divided. Representative James Comer saying China lied, the WHO complied, and Americans died. While Senator Lamar Alexander disagreeing with the president, saying a hard look at the WHO is needed, but, quote, the time to do that is after the crisis has been dealt with, not in the middle of it. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, who is the presumptive Democratic nominee, tweeting, on my first day as president, I will rejoin the WHO and restore our leadership on the world stage.
The U.S. won't fully pull out of the WHO until next year. If Biden were president, that decision could be reversed before it takes effect.
Sedgwick County has hired additional staff to help cut down on delays in responding to COVID-19 questions from the public.
15 additional staff were hired just this week to handle the backlog of over 1,200 unanswered voicemails for testing questions and results. Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KSN News 3 of those have been assigned to just answer the voicemail.
We call positives back within 24 hours of receiving the results. The negatives were what we had gotten behind on at least 3 days.
Byrne stresses that they're able to call people back within 24 hours if their test is positive, but it can take 5 to 7 days for negative tests to come back from the state because labs have been slow to move out negative results. Health officials also stress that if you are showing symptoms and you call to schedule a COVID-19 test, you will be able to get in the next day. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approving the renaming of McAdams Pool as Charles McAfee Pool.
Considered by many as the most important African-American architect in the United States, Mr. McAfee designed the pool that was built in 1969. It won an award from the American Institute of Architects the following year. Mr. McAfee explained how the pool came to be.
The reason I designed that pool was because young black children only were able to practice sports on the poorest courts in the world. We didn't know anything about swimming lanes, so I put lanes in it so we could teach our young kids the importance of Olympic swimming.
The pool is currently undergoing renovations as part of the city's aquatics master plan and is expected to reopen in summer 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita police officer who fatally shot an innocent man in 2017 while responding to a hoax emergency call stemming from a dispute between two online gamers, is appealing a ruling allowing a lawsuit filed against him to move forward. The Wichita Eagle reports attorneys for Justin Rapp filed a notice of appeal Monday to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, asking it to review a lower court order that refused to grant him protection from civil liability in Andrew Finch's death. A defense spending bill provides funding for the Army to change the name of bases honoring Confederate figures.
Included in a $694 billion defense spending proposal is $1 million for the U.S. Army to rename installations, facilities, roads, and streets that bear the name of Confederate figures. The Democratic-led House Appropriations Committee bill also includes a 3% pay raise for military members in addition to billions for other defense-related programs. An amendment requiring name changes for several bases was added to a defense policy measure approved by the Republican-led Senate Armed Services Committee. President Trump opposes renaming those bases and has threatened a veto if the provision is not dropped. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:05, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 6:11 now on a Wednesday morning, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, things are moving all right so far, but unfortunately some bad news out there. It looks like the gasoline prices are going up. I'm starting to see prices, started to see this yesterday. Prices heading up to around $1.99 a gallon. So we're approaching that $2 a gallon mark now. $1.99 a gallon gasoline out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it's going to be sunny, breezy, and hot later on this afternoon. We will get to 95 for the high. An area of showers and thunderstorms forming well off to our north will move in after midnight. Our low 71. Rain will then stick around for a while Thursday morning, and if we clear off, we will get to 94 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees, not much wind out there. A south wind at 6 miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act, paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. We had a partly cloudy, hot day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 96 degrees, and the normal high for the date, 92. On this date in 1992, late-night severe thunderstorms struck north-central and northeast Kansas with 60 to 110 mile-per-hour winds. Hardest hit was Concordia, where a peak one-minute speed of 108 miles per hour was measured at Blosser Airport. Hurricane force. Sustained speeds exceeded 60 miles per hour for an incredible 20 minutes. The destructive winds caused around $25 million in damage. 6 people were injured. More than 60 miles an hour for 20 minutes. You know, Ted, we go out and cover a severe thunderstorm warning, and there is a wind gust, or, you know, you might see 60 mile an hour wind for a minute and a half.
Couple minutes, yeah.
Maybe. This went on for 20 minutes. That just blew everything out. Wow. That was in 1992.
And, of course, people who live on coasts say, yeah, that's a big deal. When a hurricane hits us, it blows like that for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. On this date in 1889, the Wall Street Journal was first published. Kind of become the business national newspaper, the Wall Street Journal, started in 1889. Mary Kay Letourneau, who married her former sixth-grade student after she was convicted of raping him, has died. Remember this story, Ted?
Oh, sure.
She was 58 years old. Her lawyer told news outlets Letourneau died Tuesday of cancer. She was a former suburban Seattle teacher who became tabloid fodder when she pleaded guilty in 1997 to raping Vili Falau, who was 12. Letourneau and Fowlop married in 2005 in Woodville, Washington, after she served a 7.5-year prison term for child rape. What a bizarre story. They have two daughters together. Yeah. And Fowlop filed for a legal separation from Letourneau in 2017. So quite a story, a troubled story for that woman. She has now died at the age of 58 of cancer.
I didn't realize they'd separated.
Wow. What a strange, bizarre story. Texas surpassed 10,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day yesterday for the first time, crossing a sobering milestone rarely seen since the pandemic first hit the U.S. in March. The record high of 10,028 new cases in Texas served as another alarming new measure of the swift resurgence of COVID-19 nationwide and the failures of the country's response. Republican Governor Greg Abbott began one of America's fastest reopenings in May, but has begun reversing course in recent weeks, ordering bars closed and requiring face coverings. New York and Florida are the only other states to record more than 10,000 new cases in a single day. I'm beginning to wonder if we're ever going to get a handle on this, Ted. Whether it's going to go on for years and years and years. Everybody hoping to have some sort of a immunization ready to go sometime in the next few months. But wow. In the meantime, it seems like it's just the virus.
In the meantime,
is,
2020 is a difficult time.
Yeah. Dr. Michael Drake has been chosen to be president of the University of California, the first black leader in the system's 150-year history. Drake's a seasoned university administrator. He replaces Janet Napolitano in overseeing a sprawling 280,000-student system dealing with issues of accessibility for blacks and other minorities, along with slashed budgets and upended campus life because of the coronavirus pandemic. He's not taking over at a real good time.
No, not a...
Best of luck.
Yeah, a lot of issues to deal with.
I can't believe that's a system.
But that's a massive college.
280,000 students in that system. Wow. Of course, California's a huge state with a big population. But that's quite a challenge he has ahead of him. 617 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward in sports. Ted?
And, of course, more reaction to some of the news we talked about yesterday, that big 10-year contract extension for Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. And we did hear from Mahomes yesterday. He's certainly glad to have this long-term security.
It's an exciting time. I'm just glad that I get to continue building this legacy in Kansas City. Obviously, with everything going on in the world with COVID and all this different stuff, to have this security to go into the community and be able to give back. I can't wait to not only build this legacy on the field, but off of it. And I'm excited for the future ahead for not only me, but the Kansas City Chiefs and the communities that have brought me up so far.
Pretty amazing journey as we consider it's only been 3 years.
Yeah.
So
far, quite a love affair going on there.
Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid recalls when Chiefs general manager Brett Veach scouted Mahomes at Texas Tech and said, "We need to draft this guy."
I think Brett did a phenomenal job of organizing this. Brett, I've mentioned before, had been instrumental in helping bring Pat to the Chiefs. I joked that he wore Dorsey and I out about bringing Pat here, made us watch all the clips of him, and said he was the best player he'd ever seen. And so that's kind of come to fruition for all of us to witness, like Brett had.
Go, good stuff. Patrick Mahomes with that 10-year contract extension for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Scout just said the best he'd ever seen. Was it just the timing of how the Chiefs got the draft pick, or did anybody else know about this guy?
Well, I mean, like a lot of other guys, he put up big numbers in college, but the Chiefs obviously scouted him to the point where they really liked everything they saw about him.
There's a lot of great things about that guy.
They realized they could tap into a lot of that.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, he wasn't even the first quarterback drafted in the draft.
That's what
year.
I'm saying. What? How did everybody miss this guy?
Chiefs, I think, outfoxed some other people on Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Good for the Chiefs. The National Basketball Association, the National Hockey League, both getting ready to resume their seasons.
NBA teams will be arriving in Orlando, trying to play out the remainder of the basketball season inside a Disney World bubble. 113 pages of safety protocols await them, including quarantines upon arrival, daily testing throughout, and a requirement to wear a proximity alarm, which notifies you if you spend more than 5 seconds within 6 feet of another person who has the band. The NHL also restarting Stanley Cup. set to be awarded in October.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro with that story. The NBA season is set to resume in just a couple of weeks. The National Hockey League will get back to action next month. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, 6:20 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The need to keep Americans monitoring your child's reaction to the pandemic. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.